Okay, Mr. Coy Griffin, founder of Cowboys for Trump. Thank you for responding to my tweet today. I've been trying to reach out to you for some time. And I would invite you onto my YouTube channel, or we could do a phone interview and conversation about what I would like to talk about is the lies that Donald Trump told and the people that believe them. You are somebody that is a pretty loyal subscriber to the stolen election, all of that kind of stuff, and I've always wanted to talk to you about that. Today, you posted a tweet that kind of confirms what I think about your misunderstanding of our constitutional republic. And basically, what you said is that you don't want a federal government, and that you want all the power at the local level. And I'm sure you do. As a Christian, radical Christian fundamentalist, you would like to have a free hand to instill your Bible mythology onto everybody else. And that's one of the good things about a federal government is that it comes in and makes, that's what a republic is, Coy. Make sure that everybody's playing by the rules. But anyway, you called me a lot of names. You said that I'm cognitively incapable of even knowing how cognitively incapable I am, and a lot of name calling and all that kind of stuff. I've been always fair with you. We've spoke several times. I've photographed you. I've actually, Coy, I don't know if you ever listened to any of my podcasts, but I actually gave you credit for standing up for what you believe in and doing the jail time that you did. And I always respected you for not complying with the mask mandate. And I thought that was awesome that you were actually out there doing acts of civil disobedience. So, yeah, I'm not CNN. You just said I'm part of the FBI. Okay, man. No, I'm just some stupid old hippie living out here in the New Mexico desert, watching my country fall apart. And I noticed that you are on one side of a radical political movement, almost a cult. And we disagree about that, but I would give you a fair shake, Coy. I'm not here to. I like to get into your mind, man, and just try to figure out how it is grown adult people can believe such silly and warped and actually evil thing. I'll be quite frank, Coy. I don't know if you remember, but I was a Trump supporter. You can go to my website. There's proof of there. I was supporting him in 2016, rode with bikers for Trump, all that kind of stuff. But when the shenanigans then went on with January 6th, I had to make a decision whether I held loyalty to my constitutional republic and my country or to a man. And so I had to part company with that. And you moved forward with that. And so I'd like to talk to you about that. And you got a lot of wild conspiracy theories, but the last time I seen a fun, I'm fairly familiar with history, and there's a lot of similarities between the rise of the Nazis in Nazi Germany and what I'm actually watching happen right now. That was also a Christian movement, kind of oddly enough, Coy. But I would give you a fair shake. I'm an independent journalist. I'm not part of CNN or NPR. I'm not part of the radical left, nor am I part of the conspiratorial right either. But you would get a fair shake. I'm not really into like constant name calling and stuff, which kind of like seems which I mean, you came out calling names, and one of the things, if you watch my YouTube channel, there are th I point this out and have for years. There are three things people do when they don't have an argument, and the last one is personal insults and name calling. And so you started out with that. Where actually I'm actually attacking your ideas. And so like I said, you posted a tweet this morning, and I view that as I'm kind of exaggerating an admission of guilt, but it is kind of into your mind. And you were part of a coup attempt, and I'd like to talk to you about it. We disagree. I'm not saying I'm your friend or anything like that, but I think we could have a pretty good conversation. I think it might be good. I've been covering this, a lot of my videos I've taken down, but I've been covering this for 3 years, and to date, I haven't found an honest advocator, an advocate of the MAGA movement. It's usually name-calling, misinformation, and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I don't know if you, I assume you'll probably stay there. But you're welcome to come on to the YouTube channel or a phone interview that I could record. You're free to record it too. I'm not going to like be editing things to put words in your mouth. I have no desire to do any of that kind of stuff. I don't want to sit on Twitter and just roll personal insults back and forth. You can't have a conversation on Twitter. So if you want to have an adult conversation, to me, you are a threat to our republic. I'm being very honest and upfront. You are the flip side of the communists to me. I see the radical left and the radical right, flip sides of the same coin, and I see both of you groups as threats to our constitutional republic. And what's interesting is you see you view yourself as the defender of our constitutional republic, and I find that that's quite interesting that you would feel that way. And I would feel that you are a threat to the Constitutional Republic. We both can't be right on that. And it would be interesting to have a conversation with you so that other people can decide for themselves what's going on here. But I don't want to roll turds back and forth on Twitter. I mean, if that's all you're capable of doing is calling names, and you said you could get pretty nasty with me on here, on Twitter. I don't know what that means, getting pretty nasty with me. I have no desire to get nasty. I would question your emotional IQ if this is where you're... This would explain something. I bet you believe in Noah's Ark, right? You might believe with the Speaker of the House, he believes that dinosaurs were actually on Noah's Ark with the people. And you're probably somewhere in that kind of thing, I would imagine. And I find that to be absolutely ludicrous. I'll be quite honest with you. But I will give you a fair shake. And if you want to talk about this stuff with somebody outside of your echo chamber, you know, you let me know and we can set this up. But Trump lied. He needs to pay the price for what he did. It's really a shame that he lied to people and tried to steal an election. And, you know, I hate illegal immigration. I'm America first, borders, language, and culture. And because I am America first, I cannot morally support Donald Trump. And I'm wanting to find out what it is that you somehow can morally support somebody that has done such devastation to our constitutional republic. So the invitation is open to you, and you let me know.